Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and drinking a limoncello LaCroix. Not as good as the real limoncello.
Yeah, that checks out. And I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, kidnapping Santa Claus. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Ding. We have a lot more news to cover this week. This show, so we're gonna jump right in.
Yes we are, because the last show was all about news.
Mm-hmm.
And this show we're gonna talk about the big news about park tickets. So if you have not been on the internet and are not a member of a Disney group on Facebook, you may have missed this. We're going to start with, Kat, I'll let you talk about Walt Disney World while I talk about Disneyland. So okay. Disneyland has tiers. Starting with tier 0, all the way up to 6. So for example, the least expensive one is tier 0, and an adult one park ticket is $104. All the way up to tier 6, which is $194. So that's a big difference in all, like, for a one day ticket. But the price increases of those have gone from $5 increase all the way up to a $15 increase. That is the same for the park hopper as well as the children tickets too. Then they have the 2-day tickets, your 3-day, your 4-day, your 5-day tickets. Increases start at as little as $20. And that being for a 2-day kids ticket, going all the way up to the biggest increase is for a 5-day adult park hopper ticket. It has gone up $80, which to me is crazy. That is such a huge jump. I don't know. If I was Disney, I'd want people to park hop, especially if you're, you know, you have somebody at Disneyland, you hop over to California Adventure and you've got somebody who drinks. There's a lot. I mean, you're making a big profit on cocktails, you know? So I'd be all about having people park hop if that was me. Let's see. Now, Magic Key Passes also went up. And these prices went into effect October 11th. So your least expensive ticket, being the Imagine, had a $50 increase. So it's $4.99. The Enchant had a $150 increase, which makes that $8.49. The Believe had a $150 increase as well at $1,249. And the Inspire ticket had a $50 increase, making it $1,649. What kills me is it doesn't seem like that long ago that I had the ticket for both coasts. And it costs what the Enchant ticket costs.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy. Price increases did not end there for Disneyland. There's also been an increase in parking. So automotives are now $35. So the increase ended up being $5. I don't know. I just think that's one fee that I've always thought was a little crazy. I get if you're only going to Downtown Disney and maybe you want you want some money that way, but you're already spending to go into a park and then you're spending money on food and drink. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's just greedy, but that's me.
Yeah. Well, Disney World was not immune from this either.
Of course not.
Annual passes have also gone up for them, starting with the lowest, which is the Pixie Pass, available only to Floridians, costs $439 now, up $40. The Disney Pirate Pass now costs $7.99, up $50 from $7.49. That one is also only available to Florida residents. Sorcerer Pass is now $9.99, up $30, which is available to Florida residents and DVC members. And the Incredipass now costs $14.49, up $50. And parking here also went up $5 from $25 to $30.
Oh, so, good thing annual passes include parking, right?
Most of the annual passes include parking, as well as hotel guests also get free
yes,
self parking at the hotels and parking at the parks.
I don't know.
So
a lot of money.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Definitely could be worse. What is this?
For... could be worse, we'll be seeing in 5 years.
Yeah, I know, seriously.
What else did you think?
Ticket prices now for Disneyland top out at $194 for one day.
Isn't that insane?
One day, one park. The most expensive one day, one park ticket at Disney World is $189 at Magic Kingdom. So there's that.
It could not have been that long ago that it was in the low 100s.
No, no. Oh, and Genie Plus went up at Disneyland.
Yes, I do remember seeing that.
Yeah, from $25 to $30. So, oh, well.
Guess they figure enough people want it, they'll keep paying.
That's so true.
Let's see where the breaking point is.
It's us. We're people. So it's okay.
Because we know we will still be going to the parks and getting our popcorn buckets.
Yep, definitely. Definitely, which we're going to talk about in a second.
Yes.
So excited for Christmas.
I am excited whenever we get new, especially holiday. It doesn't matter the holiday, but holiday buckets.
Yes.
Because, you know, I love me some Halloween. So I'm always excited about the Halloween ones, but I also get excited about the Christmas ones.
I love the Halloween ones and the Christmas ones and just like the random ones. All of the ones. Yeah.
Okay. So they have a new Mickey Toy Soldier popcorn bucket.
It's so cute.
It is. I want it.
Ugh.
Very cute. Also returning is the reindeer sipper. The reindeer
he looks haunted. I'm telling you. He looks haunted. He's seen some things, this reindeer.
I don't know. I don't know. He's had too much of something.
Yeah.
I do have to admit, I like this holiday Kermit straw clip.
Yes.
Very cute, especially if you like Kermit. They also have the Mickey Mouse shaped Jingle Bell glow cube. Very cute. And let's see. That's, I guess, it for all of the cool souvenirs for the holidays that you have to look forward to.
So far.
These are what they've told us.
It's not in here. Yeah, it's not in this one, but a new line of Munchlings came out this week. They're holiday food favorites. It was very quiet. I went to the park and I was like, what are these? This is a box color I don't recognize. And I got one. It's Pumbaa as a pretzel is the one that I got. But what I really want is the three-eyed alien as a Brussels sprout.
Oh, no.
They're so cute.
Oh,
they're so cute.
I'm going to have to look and see if they're on Shop Disney.
Let's look. Munchlings.
I love me some Munchlings.
Me too.
I also like any kind of like a scented plushy stuffed animal kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like I've got Lotso, which he doesn't smell like strawberry anymore. But you know what Disney should do is when they sell these things, next to it, they should have the little spray bottle of that same scent that you can buy to like refresh its scent. People'd spend money on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, are you ready for these?
Yes.
They are Doug Beef and Gravy Pie, a Pumbaa Salted Pretzel, which is what I got, Miss Bianca Baked Camembert Cheese, a Bullseye the Horse Cereal Bite, Robin Hood Mulled Apple Cider, and Space Alien Bacon Brussels Sprout.
Oh,
and there's also a chase. There's a mystery, but they're so stupid. I'm obsessed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They are. They're so cute. I've got the little mouse ear ones.
Yes.
I can't remember what. They're pink. That's all I can remember. Oh my.
I love them. I love them.
They are always
lots of fun holiday things already here or coming soon to Disneyland.
And we're going to see all this stuff pop up everywhere.
Oh yeah, for sure. That reindeer will be on everyone, every single quick service counter for sure.
You know, as soon as that last Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party happens on Halloween, boom, night crew comes in, take it down.
The first day of Christmas here in California is November 10th, which is great because the Dapper Day weekend is November 11th and 12th.
Oh, nice. So you'll get to see all the decorations.
I'll get to do a little Christmas before I go home to Michigan, which is going to be great. All right. Should we go to Orlando and talk about some new stuff over there?
Yes, Disney Springs.
Yes, I'm so excited for this.
Okay.
Okay. So back in July, they announced Eat by Manit Chauhan is coming to Disney Springs later this year. And it's officially on the map at Disney Springs. It's listed as 137 on the map, which is next to Disney Days of Christmas. On the Marketplace side, it's near Rainforest Cafe and Goofy's Candy Kitchen for anyone who needs a little map reconciliation if you're not looking at one. It is a quick service, which is interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not a sit down. It's a quick service. It's in where, I'm pretty sure it's where the old to go Wolfgang Puck used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I'm pretty sure it's the same space. So it's going to be a small space, but it hopefully will be, you know, loaded with flavor because Manit is an incredible chef. Her restaurant in, I think it's in Nashville.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she has another brick and mortar. And I'm pretty, yeah, it's in Nashville. Chauhan Ale and Masala House.
Yeah.
So they have some like really interesting Indian inspired flavor things there. And I'm sure we're going to see some of this stuff at Eat. Like they have a tandoori chicken poutine on their menu. They have Nashville hot chicken pakoras. You know, lots of stuff that would probably do well at Disney Springs. So no menu just yet, but we know where it's going to be. And when we get the menu, of course, we'll share it here with you guys first, obviously.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's where Wolfgang Puck used to be.
Yeah,
that's a little, nice like, location for, you know, it's not like too small.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of food over there.
Mm-mm.
It's like Earl of Sandwich in Rainforest Cafe. And like, that's it. So this will be good.
And swirls on the water.
Swirls on the water. Yes. All the food groups that swirls on the water.
We had kids that were like, done. By the time we made it that far. And so we didn't get to do it. And I was like, I'm gonna get there.
Next time.
We were so close.
Just do it first thing. 11 o'clock. Swirls on the water.
Well, we got there and they were just already just in a mood. So
of course
we took them to Earl of Sandwich to eat. And then
they couldn't handle anymore.
Then it's, I don't want to go this way. I want to go this way, which they do when I drive. And I'm like, you don't even know how to drive. Why are you telling me where to go?
What's happening here?
We don't go that way. Well, I don't want to go this way. Well, that's how we're going. There's only this way to get where we need to go.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, I've got a four-year-old backseat driver.
I love it. She knows what she's about, all right? She knows what she's about. All right. Well, have you taken them to Sci-Fi Drive-In yet?
I have not.
Well, maybe you should, because these new menu items over there sound delicious as well.
Okay, let's talk about them.
Yes, they have four new menu items, starting with the Banh Mi Burger, which is a grilled house-made pork patty topped with roasted pork belly, pickled vegetables, cucumber herbs, and sriracha aioli, and it looks wonderful.
Ooh.
They also have the Feature Film Burger. It's a signature beef blend with house-made seasoning on a brioche bun with shaved pastrami, lettuce, heirloom tomato, and a Carolina mustard sauce. It's about 6 feet tall.
That thing is crazy.
It's enormous.
I'd have to skip the bun part.
You'd have to take it. You'd have to do surgery on it for sure. You couldn't take a bite out of that thing.
No.
It'd be hitting your eyebrows.
My mouth wide enough to fit that in. Or even half of that in.
Oh my gosh. Well, something that might be a little easier to take a bite of is the Sci-Fi Impossible Nachos. Fried tortilla chips topped with plant-based black beans, chili, avocado cream, pico de gallo, and cilantro.
Hmm.
And finally, the pesto penne pasta.
Ooh, this
pasta. It does look really good. Pasta tossed in house-made pesto sauce with sun-dried tomatoes, rainbow cherry tomatoes, grilled artichoke hearts, sold, onion, and spinach. And this one is also plant-based. So two burgers and two plant-based options.
I want and that last pasta. It looks really good.
All four of them look delicious.
Very colorful.
That pasta is so colorful. It looks so fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And both these burgers look like parade floats.
Yes, oh, please. Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah. They look good.
Roasted pork belly. Mmm.
Yum. All right.
I tried pork belly for the first time recently.
Really?
Yes.
Was it at Korean barbecue?
No, it was on a cruise.
Oh.
So she made a list of like all these things that she hadn't tried that she was going to try. I was like, oh, okay. Be an adventure.
Did she enjoy it?
No. She did. She did. Good. Yeah.
Good.
Yes. So should we talk some travel?
Yeah, let's do a travel deal.
Okay, let's do a travel deal. So right now at Walt Disney World, at select resort hotels, you can save up to 30%. So if you book by December 15th, you can save up to 25% on stays most Sunday to Thursday nights from January 9th through February 22nd. And then you can save up to 30% on stays most nights February 25th through March 24th. Again, these are when you book by December 15th. You're not ready to book and you're going to book on December 16th or later. Well, you can still save, just not as much. So, yeah. The sooner you book, the more money you save. The more money you save, the happier you are, and the more souvenirs you can buy. Mm-hmm. At least that's how I see it.
Where can people book a trip like this?
Well, they can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And yes, my quotes are free. My advice is included in your decision. Right, it's priceless. There we go. That works well.
Yes.
Well, that's the way I wanted it to.
Should we talk about some other new dishes coming to Walt Disney World?
Yes, more Disney eats.
There's a lot of new things right now. I love new things.
Okay.
Tell me about Wilderness Lodge.
Wilderness Lodge. It is located in the wilderness of Disney World. Sorry, I need sleep, I think is what it is. Anyway, Disney's Wilderness Lodge, you can find Geyser's Point Bar and Grill. And it is hidden back on the lakeside of the resort. It's actually a very cool location.
Yeah.
I really like Geyser's Point. But they do have some new additions to their menu. First is going to be the crispy Peking ribs. It's going to have a tasty Peking sauce with cashews. They also have the Geyser chicken wings that have two new flavors, Thai chili and sriracha buffalo. The teriyaki is still on the menu, so don't worry. If that was your favorite, it is still there. I like the idea of the Thai chili. That sounds good.
I like Thai chili too.
I also like charcuterie boards. Mm-hmm. And here they have a charcuterie flatbread that is topped with salami, brisket, chorizo, bacon, and smoked Gouda beer cheese. Wow, that is a lot of protein right there. It sounds delicious, though.
Wow.
You always have me at bacon and beer cheese. Like, you put those two words together, I'm like, yes, where do I need to go again?
Yep.
They also added a turkey BLT sandwich. So it has their house smoked black pepper turkey, candied bacon, and avocado puree. Sounds very nice. Okay. So, Kat, they also have three new plant-based offerings. What are those?
Okay. So you can start with the macaroni and quote unquote cheese bites. They're quote unquote cheesy, paired with tomato and peppers. They also have a vegetable burger with quote unquote cheese. It's a fantastic plant-based option. It's topped with a spicy slaw, pepper jack, quote unquote cheese, lettuce, and tomato. And finally, the multigrain salad with tofu. It has mixed greens, wild rice, bell pepper, sesame vinaigrette. And if you want, you can also add chicken, steak, or salmon.
I wish when they would say cheese, they would tell you, like, is this cashew cheese? Like, what kind of plant cheese are we talking about?
Vague cheese something, but it's not really cheese. You know? Yeah.
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 But I'm always curious, what are they making the cheese out of?
Yeah. Sometimes I don't want to know, Kristen. I'm not going to lie to you. Anyway.
I don't like to eat things that I don't know what they are.
Neither do I. That could kill me, potentially. But I just...
That is true. Very true.
When it comes to cheese, sometimes I'm just like, pass. I don't want to know what's in there. I just pass. But you know what I won't pass up is this pineapple mule, which is returning from its run during Black History Month back in February. It's becoming a permanent offering.
Oh, nice.
That's your point. It is Uncle Nearest 1884 Small Batch Whiskey, Hella Cocktail Co., Ginger Bitters, Pineapple Juice, Ginger Beer, and Mint. It was very popular back then. They brought it back permanently. And it will be added to over 40 Disney Resort hotel bars and lounges as a permanent menu offering. Yes, I love it.
I have to try that then.
Definitely.
Yeah. It sounds amazing.
Over at Three Bridges Bar and Grill at Villa del Lago at Coronado Springs Resort.
My favorite place.
Yes, they have some new things. The Korean fried chicken bao bun with lime mayo, sweet and spicy gochujang, kimchi pickles, and radish.
Oh, Aljon would love that.
Sounds really good. I love a kimchi pickle. They also have a tamarind soy glazed pork rib with scallions, pickled Fresno chili, and cilantro. And the ceviche classico. It features kona campachi, sweet potato, concha, red onion, chili, and leche de tigre. All sounds delicious. Yeah. If you're looking for something a little lighter, I mean lighter, it's got blue cheese on it, but lighter. Villa del Lago wedge salad has baby iceberg lettuce, chorizo, blue cheese, and marinated tomatoes topped with avocado dressing. And you can always add grilled shrimp or chicken if you need some added protein.
Aljon would like that too. He loves chorizo.
Oh, I love wedge salad.
As well as blue cheese. I can't eat blue cheese.
No? Mm-mm. I like blue cheese. I like a wedge salad. I don't know what it is about a wedge salad. There's something about just like taking a bite out of a hunk of iceberg lettuce that's like very comforting to me.
Yeah, I'm allergic to blue cheese.
Yeah.
Only one
get
of
with ranch. Foods.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get wedge salads. I just tell my like, can I get some other kind of cheese put on there and throw some ranch dressing and I'm happy.
Ugh, that sounds good. I'm hungry now. Tell me about some more things that sound delicious over there.
They have new pork carnita tacos.
Ooh.
And it's served with a trio of salsas, a chipotle pineapple salsa, a tomatillo salsa verde, and a salsa borracha, along with cojita cheese and pickled vegetables, served with black beans and rice. There's also a chicken mole poblano, sweet corn, bacana cheese tamale, rich mole poblano sauce, and radish. That sounds nice. Burgers. They have the Three Bridges signature burger. This one is topped with bacon marmalade, sun-dried tomato jam, smoked Gouda queso, crispy vegetables, and arugula, served with smoked paprika fries.
Ooh,
I like that.
That's good. That sounds good.
And they have a new main dish, plancha seared mahi-mahi in shrimp. It's paired with basmati rice, bok choy, Thai red coconut curry sauce, and mint. You know, the restaurant over at Coronado Springs never seem to disappoint me, because talking about, you know, they got rid of that it's not bleeding chowder at Raglan Road when Chef Kevin left. But this sounds like this could be a new favorite kind of thing for me, seafood dish.
Yeah.
Thai red coconut curry sauce.
Sounds good.
The seafood. Yes, I like that. But they also have plant-based bites as well. There is a guacamole, roasted corn dip, and a poke bowl that is available with tofu. For dessert, they still have the warm churros, but now it has three sauces. You now get the tequila caramel, spiced chocolate, and mango chamoy.
Yes, please.
I'll tell you, those churros are good, and I am excited that they now have more sauces, because we got ours with just one. This is another dish Aljo would be excited about. Coconut flan with passion fruit sauce, mango, and hibiscus. And that was previously on the menu for Women's History Month.
Oh.
And now it is permanent. So that's the second item we've seen that was a limited time item now being added permanently.
Mm-hmm.
But before we end talking about Three Bridges, we have one last bit here. They now added a cold brew old fashioned. It is Salvaray coconut rum, Tia Maria coffee liqueur, Joffrey's Mexican, Feminino cold brew, and Hella Cocktail Company orange bitters. If you are looking for some red wine with a twist, they have Tinto de Verano. It is red wine, Comier Crema de Mer, Minute Maid Premium Lemonade, and Sprite. It is traditionally served in the summer months in Spain. They also have a non-alcoholic tropical beverage, the Tropical Coconut Cooler, which is a refreshing blend of coconut, orange, pineapple, and lime juices with a salt rim. So kids could feel that they are being like the grown-ups at the table. Cool. Okay, Kat, Caribbean Beach.
Okay, Banana Cabana has some new bites. The new Banana Cabana burger features Caribbean barbecue, tomatillo jalapeno cream cheese, and pineapple salsa with plantain crunch, and it's served with French fries. That sounds delicious. They've also added two new sauce flavors to the grilled wings, rum barbecue and guava buffalo, but you can still get Jamaican jerk if you prefer that. All three are accompanied with carrots and cilantro lime crema. And for those of you who like seafood, you could try the seafood fritters served with a passion fruit aioli and the coconut shrimp served with citrus chili sauce and French fries. And of course, Fridays and Saturdays, you can enjoy them with a live steel drum band.
Oh, nice.
Love that.
You can feel like you're in the islands.
Yes.
Which I will be soon enough.
Yes, you will. I'm so jealous.
I am counting my weeks down.
I'm so jealous. Everything that we've talked about today sounds delicious. I don't know how I could choose any of the things.
I don't know.
Ugh.
I mean, it's a lot of new menu items.
So many.
Let's see. I definitely would want to do the... Wow.
Right?
Charcuterie flatbread. The... Let's see. Pineapple mule. I'm going to have the Korean fried chicken bao buns. The... pork carnitas tacos and the plancha seared mahi mahi and shrimp with the warm churros and a cold brew old fashioned.
Yeah.
And let's see. I want all three wings over Banana Cabana.
They all sound good.
With some coconut shrimp.
There you go.
There we
One
go.
Of everything.
That's what I'm having.
One of everything.
You know, I left. I had maybe half the, just half of it. Kat, you'll have the other half that doesn't have the gluten, right?
That checks out. Yes. Yes. Ceviche, flan. Sign me up.
Well, I think we've covered everything, don't you?
I think so.
At least for now.
For today.
I should say. For today. That's right. For today. Thanks for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and ding the notification bell. You guys are the reason that we do this show. So please continue to support us by sharing and giving us 5-star reviews. And if you want to do a little more than that, you can consider becoming a supporter on Spotify or shop our links. You've got Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Strollers, and Garden Grocer. You can find all of them in the show notes below or at diningatdisney.com. Kat, tell them where they can find us.
Of course. Well, you can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE. Check out our sister podcast, the Skull Rock Podcast with Aljon and Dave Bossert. You can find my podcast, Eat the Pictures, wherever you get podcasts. It's a short one. You know, you can just add it to your drive to work. It's no big deal. Dining at Disney can be found on all your favorite social media sites, of course, and always at diningatdisney.com. If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com or on their lovely app. Check out the holiday sounds over there from now until the end of the year, basically. It's a real treat. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast
are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.